Padres fans, get excited. It's Friar Friday on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Woodsy?
Yeah.
Can I get a ruling on something?
A ruling, yes. You have a winner at Doghouse. You can check him out. Check out the pictures of that food, those food, the delicious food items. I mean, bring him up, bro. It's my favorite.
It's Friday. We have Flubs of the Week coming up today.
We do, and I do like the when Robot Ben shorts out for a second. That's the best. Those are the best Ben flubs.
We had a good flub from Woods earlier this week.
We did.
Correctly, to add to the mix.
Which one was it? What did you do? I screwed up names.
I got
like crazy
from
on
Woods
Monday.
This week.
Yeah, two from me.
I'll give you a little early preview. How about that?
Do a little early preview?
We're going to do the whole Flubs. We'll give you this week's.
The bad mother... Oh, no. The bad mother... The bad mother clucka. Much more of an embarrassment to the game than Trent Richards is. Trent Grisham.
Right. Trent Richards. All right. So hopefully, we have Jace Tingler on, so hopefully we'll have time for our Flubs of the Week in our 8 o'clock hour today, Woods. I assume we will figure out a way to make it work. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Spectrum Business. The price you see is the price you pay. There are no added phone taxes or hidden fees for internet and phone service. Unlike other providers, there's no more guesswork trying to figure out how much you'll actually pay every month. With Spectrum Business, you'll know. What you might not know is who the Padres are playing, where they are playing them, and when they are playing
and
them.
And why.
Over these last few games of the season. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo privacy simplified.
That is just... That's computer Ben.
Those do tend to happen later in the week.
Always Fridays,
more
man.
Tired,
always
sure.
Friday.
Absolutely. yesterday, it seemed like all systems were go for the Padres to head to Seattle for their road trip this weekend. Air quality was improving up there after they had to move their series against the Giants to San Francisco the last couple of days. But the Padres, to being cautious, delayed their flight. Instead of leaving after the game on Wednesday, they said, we're going to wait and go later in the day on Thursday up to Seattle. Well, it turned out to be a smart decision because around noon yesterday, Major League Baseball said, no, we are actually going to move that series from Seattle and we're going to play it at Petco Park. So the Padres don't have to go anywhere now, Woods. For the next 3 days, they will be at home as the road team against the Seattle Mariners. So it'll be Padres at Mariners at Petco Park tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
It's going to mentally mess with your mind. I mean, it's going to mess with your mind. But it's not the worst text or phone call that the players got yesterday. It's just a great, like, I'm trying to think of something, I don't know, like a big meeting or something gets canceled on a day you're really tired, and you're like, oh. Yes, like, I don't have to pack, I don't have to prepare, I just get to stay here. And yeah, sure, so we get first ups, BFD, like, it's going to be great. It's great for those guys. They're stoked, they don't have to travel, get in a hotel, it's awesome.
And I remember when the schedule came out, I don't know how much it matters now that we're here, but when the schedule came out, I remember we were making a bit of a big deal about saying, look, in the month of September, the Padres only have to leave the state of California once, and it's to go up to Seattle, and that's not happening anymore.
That's not happening, no. Just stay here. Stay in your grooves, do whatever it is that you do to get ready for the game, but you get to do it here in the comfort of wherever you're living. You don't have to travel. It sucks the juice out of you sometimes. It's just great.
So on September 6th, Sunday, the Padres play the Oakland A's up in Oakland. Won that game. After the game, that afternoon, evening, they flew back to San Diego. Since then, they've been home. They played three against Colorado. They had a four-game series against San Francisco that included the two COVID weekend games where they didn't end up playing. They only played three of them. Then the three against the Dodgers. Now they have three against Seattle at Petco Park, followed by two against the Angels at Petco Park on Tuesday and Wednesday. So They will have a stretch at home from the 6th of September on the evening until at least the evening of Wednesday, September 23rd. That is 2.5 weeks.
It's awesome.
Without leaving your own bed, without having to deal with the hassle of COVID protocols on the road and hotel rooms. That has to be a distinct advantage. And while they do go to San Francisco, then they come right back likely home for a playoff series. So they'll spend another few days at Petco Park.
How many games in San Francisco? Just
two? So that also got changed as well. So next Friday, the Padres will be playing a doubleheader in San Francisco. That was announced yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The first game, they will be the road team. The second game at Oracle Park, it will be the home team in 2 7-inning games next Friday night, 4:10 and 7:10 starts against the Giants. So that is the other unusual quirk of the schedule, a four-game series with 3 road games and 1 home game, but all played at Oracle Park to end the season. So if you're keeping score at home, Padres have 5 more games at Petco Park this season. They also have 3 home games remaining, but only 2 home games at Petco Park.
That's insane. It's just insane. It's insane. But look, you know, these games. So this could be really, Ben, for the Padres. Not, you know, because other teams that they're playing are still in the fight. You know, the Giants being one of them. When we could have meaningless Padre baseball games, when? As soon as Sunday?
Well, the Padres right now, if you want to look at the standings, once they clinch the 4th seed and the Dodgers clinch the division. So really, once the Padres are locked into the 4th seed, meaning they can't fall below 4 and they can't catch the Dodgers. Right now, of course, they are 3.5 games behind the Dodgers in the National League West standings. And they are now... Let's see, 7-4. They're 5.5 games ahead of they're 4 games behind the Dodgers, and they're 6 games ahead of the Giants.
Okay.
In the National League West. So with 9 games to play, once they are guaranteed to finish ahead of the Giants, and the Marlins can't catch them as well, the Marlins have essentially the same record as the Giants. They have 1 fewer game. Then they're locked into the 4th seed, and they can't catch the Dodgers. So probably... You figure at least by the middle, before they go to San Francisco next week after the Angels series, they're probably going to be locked into the 4th seed. And those last games will have no relevance whatsoever.
Literally.
Can't move up, can't move down.
Get some guys some ABs and call it a day.
The whole series. You got 4 games, which are probably going to be essentially meaningless there at the end of the season.
But. The prize is that your San Diego Padres are playoff bound.
Well,
and that hasn't really hit yet.
You like that for the last weekend of the season. You don't have to throw any of your frontline starters, or if you do, you want to get them some work. I would imagine we might see 3 innings of Mike Clevinger.
Stay sharp.
3 innings of Denelson Lamet on that Friday and Saturday. With the first playoff game on Wednesday, if you want to keep a guy on normal rest, and let's say Mike Clevinger is going to be your game one. They have it set up right now, Clevinger, then Lamet.
Yep.
So if Clevinger is going to be your game one starter, if you want to keep him on regular rest, then he would pitch one of those doubleheader games on Friday.
Yeah.
But probably not a ton of innings, assuming that the Padres are locked in. Maybe you go 2 or 3 innings of Clevinger as a final tune-up, and then he'll be on regular 4 days of rest for Wednesday, and then you can have Denelson Lamet either pitch the other doubleheader, or you can have him pitch on Saturday, and he'd be on regular rest for the second game of that series on Thursday of that first week there in October.
It's wild. I'm just now, like, I'm so excited for Padre baseball tonight. They can clinch. They're going to clinch it. They've said it's 100%, but it's still not technically clinched yet. And they can do that this weekend? Is
well,
that right?
Well, yeah, and I've seen anywhere the Padres' magic number being anywhere from 3 to 5 to clinch a playoff spot. And it's a little confusing year with the guaranteed playoff spots for the second-place team, but also the wild card teams. The chance that the Padres could finish with the 9th-best record in the National League almost seems impossible
right.
at this point. Because teams have to play each other, so
right.
not all of them can win
they
every
win and,
game.
Win and lose.
Even if the Padres lost every game the rest of the way and finished 32-28.
Yeah.
It seems very unlikely that 8 teams could finish with 32 two or more wins.
Right.
The Padres could even be aced out in that. So in that sense, that's why it's 100%.
Yep.
Even though technically they haven't clinched a playoff spot, at least by baseball's ruling. Only the Dodgers and I believe the White Sox have clinched playoff spots, and the Rays have clinched playoff spots at this point in the season.
I'm excited, man. Playoff baseball is here. It doesn't feel real yet until you see, you know, Padres clinch and all that, but it will. It's going to feel real. It's going to feel special.
Need a contestant here for Real or Fake coming up, 833-288-0973. Chance to win a copy of NBA 2K21, our last one of the week. Start dialing right now, 833-288-0973. One other note, because the Mariners are the home team tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the Mariners are also in charge of kind of how the game goes, including start time. So tonight's game will be the latest, quote-unquote, home start of the season for the Padres. It's a 6:40 game because that's when the Mariners do their midweek game. So instead of 6:10 when the Padres have been playing their home games, 6:40 tonight as the road team, and then 6:10 tomorrow and 1:10 on Sunday. Today's first matchup, Chris Paddock, going to be on the mound against Yusei Kikuchi.
Okay.
Who pitched the second game of that doubleheader when the Mariners came to Petco Park the first time. Got to see, remember, that was the walk-off, the come-from-behind walk-off win in Game 1.
Yep.
And then they gave up six runs in the first inning of Game 2. And Kikuchi pitched five innings, gave up three runs, and ended up getting the win against the Padres in that game. Also, a weird thing, you can see the Padres in their visiting uniforms.
At home.
At home at Petco Park.
And hitting first. It's going to be great.
So, yeah,
I'm here for
first time ever at Petco Park, either Trent Grisham or Fernando Tatis Jr. will lead off the game tonight as the first batter.
Wow. It's going to be great. Can't wait. Last night, without Pottery Baseball, you just feel a little bit empty inside. Don't know what we're going to do here in about 6 weeks or whatever, however long it's going to be. It's going
to
be tough.
Hey, we got off-season talk to start pretty quickly. I mean, remember, spring training, February.
Yeah, allegedly.
Not going to be that far away.
Allegedly.
Talk has the power to save lives. You can join 97.3 The Fan on Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports. Also, insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals. Included in the lineup, Katy Perry, members of Guns N' Roses, Jon Bon Jovi, and many more. You are not alone. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. for I'm Listening. For more information, visit imlistening.org. All right, let's get to it. Last game of the week. It is time to play Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, we are playing for a copy of NBA 2K21, last one of the week. It is out now and available on Xbox, PS4. It is available on Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia. It's rated E for everyone. We've been doing Sponsor Week this week. Jose is our contestant. Jose, welcome to Real or Fake on Ben and Woods.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing great,
morning, Jose. All right, let me ask you a question because this is going to come in very helpful.
Do
you know how to play blackjack, Jose?
Yes, I know how to play blackjack.
Okay, good. You'll have a chance in this game. We are going to see how good you guys are at California Blackjack at 7 Mile Casino.
Wow.
Here's how it works. I will give you a scenario.
Oh,
for instance, I'll say you have an 11 woods against the dealer's 6, and you hit. Real or fake?
Okay.
And you are going for optimal strategy. The answer, of course, would be?
Double down.
Fake. You double down. Yep. Right. Correct. So all optimal strategies based on a multi-deck shoe game. Dealer hits on soft 17, courtesy of WizardOfOdds.com.
Unbelievable.
Here we go, Woods.
Way too much
thinking.
You are
up first. You ready?
Yep.
You have a hard 13. The dealer is showing an 8. You hit. Is that a real or fake optimal strategy?
That is real.
That is. Very good. So, point for Woods. All right, Jose, let's see if
my head
you
hurt.
Do just as well.
I know, me too.
All right, Jose, you ready? You have a pair of eights.
Yeah, it's early, but let's go.
You have a pair of eights. The dealer is showing an ace. You split. Is that the optimal strategy, real or fake?
Real.
Yeah, you always split eights.
Aces and eights, baby.
All right, 1-1. We go to round number two. Woods?
Yeah.
You have a soft 18 against the dealer's 10. You hit. Is that the optimal strategy, real or fake?
Soft 18. It's like an ace and a seven.
Yep.
Against the dealer's 10?
Yeah, and you hit. You do. Very good. Yes. Try to improve that hand. You can't go bust with the ace.
Yep.
So. All right, two for Woods. All right, let's go, Jose. You have a pair of fives against the dealer's 4. You split. Real or fake?
I would say the dealer's got a 10.
Dealer's got a 4. You've got a pair of 5. Oh. So, Jose, think about that.
Oh.
You split the fives?
Yes, definitely.
No, don't split the fives. You got a 10 right there. You double down. Double down in that situation. All right. Woods, round 3 for you. You've got a hard 14 against the dealer's 2. You stand. Real or fake?
No, I hit on that.
Oh, you should stand on that.
Really?
Yeah, you should stand on that one.
Right. I've heard treat twos like an ace sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. In this situation. All right, Jose, a chance to tie it up. Let's try this one. Jose, you have a pair of 9s against the dealer's 8. You split. Real or fake, Jose?
Pair of 9s and dealer's 8. No, hold.
You split.
You should stand.
No, yeah, you split.
Oh,
almost.
You split them.
Yeah, yeah, you try to get 2 10s and beat them twice on that hand.
That's how they win your money.
Yeah. Woods, here we go. Let's go round 4 for you. You have a soft 19 against dealer's 10. You hit. Dealer fake.
A soft 19 against the dealer's 10. And I hit?
Yeah. Is that real?
That's fake.
Keep the 19.
If you get a soft 19, you're having a good day.
Jose, you've got a hard 9. The dealer is showing a 4. You double down. Is that a correct strategy, real or fake?
A hard 9. Fake.
You actually do double down against the 4 in that situation. All right, finally, Woods, you had a pair of 7s against the dealer's 3. You stand. Real or fake?
That's real.
No, you split in that situation.
Split 7s. Yeah,
you know, I've lost track. That's okay. We're out of time. Jose, we're going to give you the prize.
Yeah, congratulations.
Most complicated
buddy.
Game of real or fake to find out to ever be.
Next week, calculus week on Ben and Woods. My brain is fried. On a Friday, he does this, not
Jose,
on a Monday.
Thank you for playing real or fake.
That was real or fake with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, that was way too much math and thinking. Well, I thought that'd be fun. You know,
that's great.
You play California blackjack.
I love blackjack.
I'm big on optimal odds. If I'm going to go sit at a casino game, I want to know the right way to play.
Problem is, you got other dill holes that you're playing with that don't know about optimal. Like one on one, it shouldn't affect you.
It doesn't affect you,
but it does.
You think it does, but it really
does.
Your odds are
some
always the same.
Some guy
when he takes the card. You were
some guy from Milwaukee's down there hitting on 18s. Yeah,
all right, we'll be back. Half the show still to go. It's Ben and Woods.